Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, Rough Eaters. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of a raw dog food and company where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Hey, don't forget that every Thursday night is Yappy Hour. That's when we beat inflation. We're going to beat this inflation. Yeah, just get over to Yappy Hour, 6 p.m. to midnight at rawdogfoodandco.com. You want to go to our sale page. So if you click on the all raw items, go back up, hover over the shop. You'll see this little pink strip come out that says sale items. Click on that and you can order for less. Yeah, you could get discounts. And that's what it's all about, the Yappy Hour. Goes on every Thursday night right here at Raw Dog Food and Company. Hey, something that I wanted to say is that, there's a lot of confusion about what you should and shouldn't feed out there. But Dr. Ian Billinghurst in his book that says Give Your Dog a Bone, or the title is Give Your Dog a Bone, very early in the book, he talks about these myths about feeding your dog a raw diet. And I love myth number 4 because it totally explains what we think, what we feel, and what we try to teach and educate people about. And he said, you know, myth number 4 about how to feed a dog is this. It's impossible. This is a myth. It's impossible without a university education in dog nutrition to be able to successfully feed a dog. Because people have believed that modern dogs cannot be fed like wild dogs. They've attempted to feed dogs in all sorts of unnatural ways without bones. Listen up, those of you that are afraid of bones. But he says the results have often proved disastrous. Those disasters have led many people, including lots of vets, to believe that feeding dogs is very difficult. And this idea is reinforced by massive education campaigns launched by the major dog food companies. Daily at mealtimes on television, weekly at dog shows, and monthly in various dog magazines, the message is reinforced in people's minds. You can't feed your dog properly, but we can. So trust us. All right. So just remember that you can absolutely feed your dog a raw diet and you don't have to have a medical degree. And I've, done a podcast where Brian, one of my employees who's great out there, he really works in dog nutrition a lot and attends a lot of groups and vet techs have challenged him when he's made a statement that is factual, that is true, maybe against their narrative, but they throw out this bullying question. Do you have a medical degree? Are you a vet? Are you a vet tech? Are you a vet nutritionist? You don't have to be, okay? In Dr. Billinghurst's book, he says, your dog is a carnivore. Dogs, like wolves, love to eat other animals. That sounds really gross, doesn't it? Your dog loves to eat other animals because they seem so sweet and cuddly, but they love to eat other animals. And they will eat their internal organs, their meat, their bones, everything. And he says in this book, look, I'm talking about all dogs. It doesn't matter whether you own a Chihuahua, a Maltese, or a Great Dane, a poodle, a pit terrier, a bull terrier, a Rottweiler. They all love to eat this way. And he said, the fact that a dog is able and loves to eat meat, bones, and internal organs, that's what makes your dog a carnivore. He said, that means that all of those different parts of an animal's carcass can and should form part of your dog's balanced diet. Okay. Now, I want to talk about this balanced diet thing. Myth number six about feeding dogs a raw diet is this: each meal you feed your dog should be complete and balanced. Now, remember, this is a myth. It's a myth that each meal you feed your dog should be complete and balanced. On the face of it, that sounds okay. However, it too, like the other myths in this book, is a modern idea devised for no other reason than to enable the sale of pet foods. It has no scientific basis. On the contrary, it violates many natural feeding laws and in the process lays the foundation for sick dogs. Now think about this. He says, each meal you feed your dog should not be complete and balanced. That is something that's going to lead to sick dogs. And he says, ask yourself this question. Is that the way you, pet parents, design your own meals? Each of them totally balanced with every conceivable nutrient present? This is what he's asking in this book. He says, of course you don't do that. No creature since life eats this way. No creature eats a complete and balanced meal, every single meal. And I get that question a lot. Are your foods complete and balanced? I always want to know, what do you mean by complete and balanced? Does it have everything they possibly need? That is a no. Not every single meal has everything they possibly need. That's why you do a rotational diet, so that you get variety, variety, variety. He says, the attempt to put all the nutrient a dog requires into one product results in much ill health. Okay, so that is a myth. And that is what helps sell dog food. It's this idea that you are not smart enough, you do not have a degree, that it is terribly, terribly difficult. There's no way that you, as a pet parent, could ever figure out a raw diet. And many of you are buying into that because I hear it in your emails, I hear it in your phone calls. That is just propaganda. That is a narrative. The complete imbalance is a narrative. You cannot have every single thing that you or a dog needs in one meal. Okay? And he says in this book, there are six words which may be used to describe the eating habits of a wolf and other wild dogs. Those words are carnivore, hunter, scavenger, opportunist, vegetarian, and omnivore. Each of those words has great significance when it comes to deciding what our modern domestic dog can and ought to eat. Okay, so what about that word carnivore? Well, in this book, he says dogs, like wolves, they love to eat other animals. Okay, that is the part that we just discussed already. So they love to eat other animals. They love to eat the internal organs. They love to eat the bones. Now, what about that word vegetarian? Because this is really controversial, but you have to remember, he's not saying only eating fruits and vegetables. But in this book, he says the wolf and other wild dogs are also vegetarians. One of the first things dogs eat when it kills an animal are the stomach and intestinal contents, and these contain fermenting grass and similar plant materials. Wild dogs and modern dogs love to eat overripe fruit of all different kinds, and they scavenge around the bottom of fruit trees and even compost piles, okay? So many modern dog owners tell me how their dogs actually fight over fruit, he says in this book. Okay, so he says that both fruit and vegetables should be a part of a balanced diet for modern dogs. And the fruit is usually best if it is overripe and the vegetables should be pulverized until they resemble gut contents of an animal. Okay. All right. So think about that. Now, he also says, look, your dog is a scavenger. And most pet parents, that grosses them out. They're like, my dog's not a scavenger, but he is. I mean, if you left the garbage can open, you would find out that your dog is a scavenger. I came out the other day and Lozzie, my youngest German, had torn open one of my trash bags because I had some food in there. So anyway, they are scavengers and they will eat and derive food value from practically anything. And they'll eat soil. And that is a great source of minerals. People are like, my dog eats dirt. That's okay. It's a great source of minerals. Bark from trees. Those are going to be a good source of fiber for your dogs. Okay. So they are scavengers and dogs receive valuable nutrients from material that we humans would totally find repugnant and gross, like vomit, feces, and dead, decaying animals. Okay. And they're going to get nutrients from those things, vomit, feces, and decaying flesh. So if you know that, you know that you are smart enough to feed meat, bones, organs, fat. You are smart enough to give overripe fruit and pulverized vegetables. You are hearing the truth that you cannot put every single nutrient a person or an animal would need in their food. And you can be confident that raw dog food is not vomit, feces, and decaying flesh, and yet dogs get nutrients from that. So what is the fear around raw food? I think it's a narrative. I think it's propaganda. I think it's a way to move people towards the sales that the big pet food companies want to sell. But that's going to be up to you to make that decision. And there are a lot of people that really have their head down in the world and don't realize that they're being programmed, very programmed, to do something that may not be in their best interest, may not be in their dog's best interest, but it is in the best interest of the stockholders, the people that want to sell the product. You really do want to do your research, but you really do want to get confident in your own ability to make great decisions. You just got to get outside of that main narrative. And maybe you want to visit a holistic vet. Maybe you want to look at Chinese medicine when it comes to the yin and yang of food, right? And of food dynamics and the hot and cold proteins and all that kind of stuff. There's so much more to health than antibiotics, flea and tick, heartworm, shots, vaccines, medications. I was listening to a video tonight from Dogs Naturally, and they were talking about, you know, petroleum products, petrochemicals, and how they are getting in your dog and getting in your dog food. And it's a lot of the synthetic vitamins and minerals, and we see it in so many of the dogs' food out there. And anyway, that's my rant today. I just wanted to let you know that you are smart enough. You are capable enough. Don't be afraid to put your dog on a species appropriate diet. Rotate those proteins. Give them what they need to fight off allergies and to live a long, happy life. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business. Just snap.